The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And I hope you're having a great day. Stephen Jones is going to join us here in just a second. We'll take a look at some Cowboys predictions for the second half of the season and some takeaways from the first half. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy scout. NFL executive Lucius is in the house there. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck is here. Chief took a day off. His wife's birthday. You know, so he's going to live it up. Send him some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. And you can catch him again on the Cowboys pregame show Sunday afternoon right here on The Fan. Of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We're going to start with brightest spot on the defense so far. I'm working off of The Athletic's Saad Youssef, Cowboys predictions at NFL midseason. And, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts, Brian, really on DeMarvian Overshown. He calls him the brightest spot on the defense. Paint that picture for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah. You know, when you Overshown coming off the knee injury last year, and all were watching the preseason and training camp of 2023, and it was like, my gosh, this guy's got a shot. This guy can do this. This guy can do that. You know, it's six plays, three tackles in a preseason game. And so you're kind of like thinking, man, this is a guy that can do those good things for you. So, you know, he's done an outstanding job when it comes to everything they've asked him to do. He stepped up. You could tell he's a guy that takes coaching well, whether it's rushing the passer. He got to do a little of that. We've seen him on some blitzes before. I'm glad that, you know, you can use his ability to do those things. But he just finds a way to make plays, and you got to love that about the kid.
Cowboys must love him. He played 58, 31, and 78% of the snaps in the first three games. It's been over 90% in each.
Hard to take him off the field.
Game
it really
since
is.
Since DeMarvian Overshown. Yeah. As Stephen Jones joins you now. Here it is, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We were just talking about Overshown here in his first season in the NFL since the injury last year. Would you say brightest spot on the defense? How would you weigh in on that topic?
Well, certainly he is one of the bright spots. You know, obviously with us having all our injuries and missing some of our top four defensive ends and, you know, Bland and guys like that, he has really, he makes you smile because his future's bright, his hair is up, and, you know, he's the type of football players you're looking for over there. I think, you know, Maris ain't going to be far behind him in terms of being a young linebacker who plays the right way. You know, his hair is up too, but Overshown's obviously, you know, playing at a very high level, and I think, you know, he's only going to get better. Talk to any of our coaches, them, you know, I think he's really got a special future in front of him.
We had a blast. You mentioned Deron Bland. We had a blast talking with him in Oxnard, California, and have missed him this year. How tough of a setback has he had here to leave his status where it is currently?
Well, it's just one that you're having to work through. You know, all those injuries to your feet, they can they vary from player to player, and of course he's playing a position. Especially at corner where you don't know you know, where you're having to react to receivers and plant and, you know, put a lot of torque and pressure on that foot. So in order to, you know, be out there and play at the level you have to in the NFL, you know, it's got to be right. And so I do think he's getting better. And, you know, it's just part of the process. Obviously, he's got a bright future. He was all pro last year, led the league in pick sixes. And, you know, we got two corners out there that just got to get going. And we think, two of the best in the game, especially when it comes to taking the ball away. And it's certainly, you know, something that we hadn't done well this year is get the ball. So hopefully, you know, if he makes progress and he gets back, then, you know, that'll improve. It never hurts, though. It always helps the corner, though, when you're getting pressure on the quarterback. And that's certainly something, you know, missing our four defensive ends, we hadn't done, you know, as well as we would have hoped to. So hopefully that'll get better as well. And we got a lot of football. We got 9 games left to play, and all our divisional opponents other than the game we won against New York. But got a lot of football left to play.
Man, you think about it like you just put it, without your four top defensive ends and two top corners for a lot of it, it can be tough sledding out there. But I was wondering if you had an updated maybe timeline on when we could see Bland back.
You know, it's just day to day with him. When he goes out there and works, and like I said, it's got to be at a level, you know, that he feels good about, that he's confident in, and it's just a week to week now, and very well could happen next week, but certainly don't want to get too far ahead of it. It doesn't look like it's going to be this week, but certainly he's had a good week of work with Britt Brown.
Hey, Steven, you know, just watching the play of Carl Lawson, and, you know, it looks like to me that maybe, you know, not having a full training camp and having to kind of work through the season, is he kind of getting to the spot now where you feel like that, yeah, he's in shape, he's ready to go, he's been very productive for you, rushing the passer and playing the run. Is he got to that point now where you feel like that you're going to get some even better things from him going out?
Yeah, you certainly hope so. I think Wheat's made a lot of good progress. I mean, one of the fortunate things that comes when you have when you're unfortunate, yeah, with injuries is, you know, these guys get opportunities, Brian, and sometimes that's just what they need. I mean, Wheat has really come along, you know, as a defensive end for us and gotten better, and certainly Lawson's being productive for us, and it's great that these guys have come in and gotten the opportunities, and now we'll be getting Micah back, it looks like, especially to have him, you know, in our pass rush, you know, for this weekend. And you know, certainly Nealon's right behind him, and then hopefully D-Law not far behind. Obviously, we're not going to get Sam Williams back this year, but, you know, get those three back. And, you know, guys like Chauncey and Wheat and Lawson have, you know, they keep getting better and better each week. So hopefully that'll make us a better team as we you know, head down the second half of the season.
You know, and so last week, too, as well, you know, I was really – very nervous about the Pitts matchup at tight end for you in that game. And, it, you know, it appears that McQuamu came in. You had some guys play a little bit different role. Is that, that has to make you guys feel pretty good about it. You've struggled a little bit maybe dealing with some of these tight ends. And then with Dallas Goedert coming back this week, at least that you feel like that you can throw some bodies at him and maybe get that thing kind of shut down a little bit.
Well, we all remember Curse and the role he played, which was covering a lot of tight ends, and certainly did a hell of a job on Pitts. We were certainly concerned about the matchup as well, and Iz rose to the occasion. He gets better every year. He's got great length. You know, he's a bendy guy for a 6'4" guy, and did an outstanding job. So, you know, like you said, these guys, some guys are getting opportunities, and you know, it's paying off for us.
Steven Jones with us on The Fan. How's Tyler Guyton progressing? I know he's been dealing with...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That neck and shoulder injury is questionable going into the game against the Eagles.
Yeah, not unlike Zach's injury. Those things, you know, it's all about the strength. And, he's working through it. He's getting better every day. But, you know, we'll make that decision tomorrow whether we think, you know, he can be effective enough to line up and play.
You made the trade for Jonathan Mingo. And I was wondering, you know, what goes into weighing the college tape versus the pro tape when you make a trade like that? Is it just we're just falling back on what we liked of him coming out of Ole Miss?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously you count a lot on that when you, you know, when you're going after, you know, a player who hadn't played a lot. I mean, he's been in the league a year and a half. He had a nice rookie year last year. I think he caught close to 500 yards worth of passes. But, you know, anytime a player is on a team that struggled, then, you know, there's a lot of moving parts when that's going on. And certainly Carolina's had their share of struggles, you know, changing out coaching staffs and things like that. So, we certainly put that into the equation as well. But, you know, he's a guy who was the 39th player, I think, picked in the draft. He brings something to the table, our receiving core we don't have, which is elite size. You know, he's a big man. I don't know if y'all have seen him yet, but he's, you know, every bit of 6'2", 220. And, you know, we had real nice grade on him coming out, and he was one of those guys we actually had targeted. We were picking in the bottom of the second. He went at the top. But, you know, he was a guy we liked, and it factored in. And, you know, obviously we think he's a guy who can help us this year. But one of the things that factored into that as well is the fact that we'll have him for two more years after this year.
Steven, what do you think of the consensus among analysts and the media that it was an overpay, a fourth rounder for him?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have their opinion. I certainly respect that. I mean, there's guys out there and, you know, everything, there's a lot of things that go into a trade and what you give up for a player. And obviously there's veteran guys out there who are under contract for a lot of money, you know, that sometimes go for less. We, you know, Amari, when we traded him, it was tough sledding out there. But, you know, we felt like we were getting a second round type player and, you know, for a fourth round pick. And, you know, the other thing, you know, that we're factoring into these days is, you know, the draft pool is not near as deep as it used to be. You don't have near the players that are coming out that used to come out with NIL. And, you know, a lot of guys stay in, and especially the guys that would normally be falling in that, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round category because, you know, they feel like they can, you know, improve their draft status. Plus they're making good money. So, you know, we just felt like for what we were going to get with our fourth round pick in the upcoming draft, that it would be hard to get the type of talent we could get with Mingo. And, you know, everybody's going to have an opinion on what's too much and what's too, you know, what's not enough, what, you know, that type of thing. Everybody's, you know, got their, you know, their calibration of what you should be given. But we talked it over real well between Jerry, Will, and myself and Mike, and, you know, felt like it was a good move for us.
Steven, maybe some of the thoughts, I don't want to read into it too much. You did go get a young receiver. Is this, and I hate the word indictment because I don't think it's right because you're playing young guys, but is it a little bit of like maybe the young guys aren't developing or, you know, getting up to speed as fast as you thought they would and you have to go out and maybe add somebody, or how do we read that?
No, I think you read into it. Obviously, that's not having Cooks. He was our number, sure. We went in thinking he's a solid two for us. And then we're not going to have him, and he's free next year. And, we understand, what our resources will be there. And we just felt like we needed to beef that up, knowing we're not for sure when we're going to get Cooks back. And, felt like Mingo is a guy who certainly can be a two in this league. Mm-hmm. And, when we had not have Cooks, he brings certainly some depth to that position.
Is the factor of maybe gaining a bunch of compensatory picks, which you seem to be in line to be getting maybe in the fifth round, does that go into the decision at all, thinking, hey, we could probably recoup that fourth rounder maybe with a move up?
Well, certainly, we'll be looking at that, but there's no question we should end up with four compensatory picks. I think, before we gave up the fourth, but we did get a seven back, so we'll still have 10 picks. We just won't have one there in the fourth. And as you said, our projections are similar that we're going to end up with a, three, if not more, fifth round type picks. And we'll just see kind of where the draft is and where we think the meat of it is in terms of where we need to be to. Get a player we might want.
My last question for you, Steven. There's uncertainty out of Philadelphia with the status of Jalen Hurts. Did he take a rest day on Wednesday, or does he have an ankle? And I just wondered if there is lack of transparency on the other side game week, how much does that bother you guys as you get ready to compete?
No, we just got to be prepared to face their best, which is Hurts. And if it's not Hurts, then we know we'll be playing whoever they decide to put up next. But, that's just part of it. That comes with the league. And, people are always gaming the system, but we also have rules in this league that keep you down the middle for the most part.
Dude, just need to ask about Dak before we let you out of here. Steven, is it trending that he's probably going to be placed on IR?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance we'll see Dak on IR. I think it's going to be, probably no way he could be back in the 4 week time frame. So, we'll put him over there and we'll have that roster spot to use in terms of the next 4 weeks and go from there. Obviously, tough situation, losing him for that period of time. But we're gonna do what's in the best interest of Dak. And right now, I don't think anyone knows whether it'll be 4 weeks, 6 weeks of the season. So we'll just have to continue to monitor that and see where it takes us. But, feel very good about Cooper. Like some of the things Trey can do. I know Mike's and Shotty are back there, figuring that out. But, I thought Cooper did a hell of a job against Atlanta the other day. He's obviously stepped up in the past and won a lot of games for us. So we feel real good about what Cooper can do. And anything accretive that Trey can do will be great, too.
Well, that was great. Steven, thanks for all your answers, and give him hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Cheers. There he goes. Steven Jones off into your football weekend here on a football Friday. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. That was interesting. The draft pool this year maybe not going to have the depth.
NIL, he's absolutely right about that. We went from a time where we had a really big influx of players because of the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
There were guys that were staying behind and getting another year. And then all of a sudden it turned into, wow, well, okay, well here we can pay these kids. And now they're like, well, hey, if I can hang in here and, make several hundred thousand dollars and just kind of continue to do the college things. Sure. They're okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a bad deal. Especially if you're going to be a day three pick, you could have a chance of more money as a star in college than as not playing in the NFL.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards Need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.